You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be had. Then you leave a person dangling, sadly, outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I could understand a person if it's not a person's bag. I could understand a person if a person was a flag. A person that, a person that titillates a person and then leaves her flat is crazy. He's a troubled person. He's a truly crazy person himself.
When a person's personality is personable, he shouldn't honestly sit like a lump. It's harder than a matador coercionable to try and get you off of your rump. So single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull hooks out of fish.
Knock, knock, is anybody there? It really isn't fair. Knock, knock, I'm working on my charms. Knock, knock, cause zombies in my arms. Oh, that sweet affection, what is wrong? Where's the loose connection?
How long, oh Lord, how long? Bumpy, beepy, bumpy, boopy, bumpy. You could drive a person buggy. You could blow a person's cool. First you make a person feel all huggy, while you make him feel a fool. When a person says that you bump, said her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should.
I could understand a person if he wasn't good in bed. I could understand a person if he actually was dead. Exclusive you, will any person ever get the juice of you? You're crazy. You're a lovely person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted, crazy person. Yourself, yourself, yourself. Bumpy is my hobby and I'm giving it up.